Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue with our 2023 high school football previews of Metro and area teams today. Outside the Metro, we're focused on Wapsie Valley, the Warriors, coming off of a really good 2022 season. 6-2, the regular season record, and fell just short in the second round of the Class A playoffs to a really good West Hancock team. So we'll hear about the Warriors from the coach who joins us now, Dwayne Foster. Coach Foster, thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're talking football, so that means it's right around the corner and very much looking forward to it. I know you are as well. Before we really dig in on what's going on right now with these preseason practices, how about we start with the off season? It's so important. You know, weightlifting, maybe you got your team to a camp or a 7-on-7. What can you tell us Wapsie Valley got accomplished this off season?
You know, I believe as a team that we really took a lot of strides. We're going to be an inexperienced team early in the year in some positions. So it's important for us to get those reps in the summer. So we do some 7-on-7 with schools like Independence and Waverly and things like that. And then we had a very good turnout in the weight room this year from our freshmen to senior kids. So very happy with the summer. And, you know, a lot of our kids excelled in baseball as well. So they get to keep competing throughout the summer and then getting in the weight room as well. So really happy with where we are going into the season.
And at this point right now, full pads not on just yet, but important work to get done in practice. So what can you tell us in terms of what's become like your staff's idea of the best way to spend this particular practice time that I mentioned, full pads not on just yet?
You know, just getting our body into the right positions, whether it be tackling stations or getting our hands on the bag, getting our elbows in tight, things like that. Taking the first step as an offensive lineman, striking with your hands as a defensive lineman, and it gives you a lot of time to really zone in on those fundamentals without knocking each other down and things like that. So really important for us just to focus on those little things where later in the season, you know, we kind of expect those things to be part of our practice without having to coach it every single time.
Yeah.
But right now it's easier for us to really focus on those things.
Wapsie Valley High School football coach Dwayne Foster, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. The Warriors kick off their season like most other teams on Friday, August 25th at home against Jessup. We'll talk about that in a little bit with Coach. But how about in terms of, you know, what's important to get done with this particular set of preseason practices, Coach, whether it's now with the pads not on or when they do go on, I think, later on this week or early next week, because like you mentioned, you got a lot of guys that don't have as much game experience. You graduated a lot of seniors that were big contributors last season. So I would imagine to some degree that changes a little bit in terms of how you're structuring things in the lead up to this season.
Yeah, we're focused a lot on our skills, obviously our fundamentals and things like that. But we, you know, breaking in a brand new quarterback, he needs to learn how to make the reads, and a new running back, which a running back who played last year, but he didn't get all the reps. Mm-hmm. We had two senior backs last year, and then he got a lot of reps as well. But just trying to slow the game down for the guys, and coming from JV to varsity, it's a little faster. Football is football. You know, you have to block, you have to tackle, but the game is faster. So you have to get those mental reps done in practice so that game starts to slow down and you get a feel for it.
Yeah. And that just makes me think, Coach, because in studying your team and taking notice of just how many seniors you did have last season and what that means in terms of what we're talking about here with newer, inexperienced guys, does that make you and your staff kind of huddle up a little bit and think, hey, let's trim the playbook down a little bit, or maybe these guys are different enough that we change some of our scheme, and maybe there's some stuff beyond scheme? What can you tell us in terms of the impression you're getting on how best to kind of suit what you guys are just doing overall as a staff so this team can hit the ground running?
Yeah, so we are bringing the play back down a little bit, and it'll be geared a little different towards our quarterback. You know, last year we threw the ball quite a bit. We might not throw it as much this year, but we he's a bit of a runner. So we changed that a little bit. But the thing is, with an inexperienced team, we have a good foundation of our offensive line coming back. We have three starters coming back who are all district last year and who are the leaders of our team. So when you're trying to rebuild a team, I think it is great to have that foundation there. And so we believe we should be able to run the ball. We have to get the run game started, and then the pass game will evolve as the year goes on. And like I said, things start to slow down for our quarterback. But very happy with our practice reps right now. The guys are hungry. They're excited. They encourage each other. They practice hard. So those things without the pads on are things that you can go off of. And the coaches are very impressed with what we've seen so far.
That's great. That's awesome to hear. Wapsie Valley head football coach Dwayne Foster, our guest right now, for a few more minutes on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, tell us a little bit about these skill position guys that you've alluded to and the work they're doing. Who's in the mix here at quarterback, at running back? Basically all your receivers that put up most of your numbers last year, a part of that group that graduated. So who are some of these guys that you're looking to not only, of course, produce on the field, but to establish themselves as leaders on your team?
Yeah, so right now Kanan Decker is playing quarterback for us. He'll be a junior. He last year started at cornerback for us, so it's not like he hasn't played varsity, but it's a different animal being the quarterback and then playing cornerback.
Yeah.
So that he has really evolved actually from 7-on-7 till now. Very happy with the progress he has made. Trayton Sauerbry started last year on the defensive side of the ball, but he'll be our starting tailback. And last year he played some receivers, some tailback, had a couple huge games for us in the backfield. Ian Bozinski would be a receiver that would have played last year, but he had some knee issues that kind of held him back. And then, you know, we lost a very successful tight end. We have two guys working there, Drew Lansing, Drew Sauerbry. But right now, you know, in those positions, you have to have the pads on to see who can block for us. But very excited about what they bring to the table. And we have a couple of younger guys as well that are still trying to find their way, but they will be on the field.
And how about defensively? Seven of your top nine tacklers from a season ago graduate. I think earlier when we're talking about scheme and trimming the playbook down, everybody thinks offense. Maybe that's the case on defense. What can you tell us in terms of the personnel that are, you know, you're looking at to lead the way? And, you know, what's best given the circumstances for you and your staff to put those guys in position to succeed?
Yeah, Coach Jones does a great job on the defensive side of the ball. So he's going to have whatever 11 we put out there ready to go in 2 weeks. So, like I said, Trayton Sauerbry was a starting corner last year. Kanan Decker was a starting corner. Jake Shore played some he played a little defensive tackle linebacker for us last year. Tucker Lattiberg was a defensive end, D lineman last year. So we have guys coming back. They just didn't always start, but have played some meaningful minutes. So, you know, our defensive scheme is not overly complex. Coach Jones preaches, do your job every single play. And if we do that, we know that we're going to be successful. And by August 25th, we're gonna put a successful defense out on the field.
And what are you thinking overall just in terms of the blueprint for your team this season? You hinted at potentially running the ball a little bit more, but how do you think this all comes together and what it equals in terms of an identity?
Yeah, you know, we're preaching right now. We have to be the best Wapsie Valley team we can be every single day. We are not really worried about the schedule right now, because mm-hmm. if we don't control what we can, then we know that we're not going to be as successful as we can. So early on, we have to find our identity. What can we do? And we feel like we have three returning linemen that can really open up holes for us. So we're going to lean on that run game. But also, Kanan can really throw the ball. So if we can get comfortable in the next 2 weeks, that opens things up for our offense. And defensively, you know, we're going to play sound defense. We're going to run to the football. We're going to tackle. And we're just going to be fundamentally sound. So it might be a little slow at the beginning of the year.
Sure.
But by the end of the year, I think Wapsie Valley is going to be a pretty good football team.
Well, that's where I'd put my money to, Coach. And you got 16 days until you kick it off at home against Jessup. Sounds to me like you feel good about the pace at which your team is getting prepared, although I will tell you, every time I've had a coach on and you tell them how many days are left, you can tell that there's a little anxiety in their voice.
Yeah, it is this week and then next week, and we scrimmage already next week, so this is our last Friday without a game for the next 9 weeks. And when you look at it like that, you know, it's here.
Yep.
So our goal is not to just shove the whole playbook in,
yeah.
Right? We're going to, what do we need for week one? What can we be successful at? Make sure that we are very good at what we're going to do. And then when we get confident, we're going to build on it from there. And, you know, Jessup is going to bring a very good team to Wapsie. So we have to be ready on August 25th.
Wapsie Valley High School football coach Dwayne Foster with the preview of the 2023 Warriors. Kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Thanks so much, Coach Foster. Best of luck. Best of health to your team. We'll be following along. We'll make sure to catch up with you at some point here during the season, hopefully after your guys have gotten some wins, okay?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Take care, Coach.
Yep. Bye.